Charisma Magazine is my go-to source for inspiration, teaching, and advice from some of my favorite authors and speakers. And now I'm thrilled to have the option to hear it. I'm Kyle Winkler, and I downloaded the Charisma Media Audio app. Get it for yourself at charismamediaaudio.com and listen in the spirit. Download the app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment is a story about international intelligence agencies revealing Chinese deception about the COVID-19 virus. That story right after this short message.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are On You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are On You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvel.com. That's Bob, S-A-W-V-E-L-L-E.com, /our-eyes-r-on-u.
New evidence gathered by the U.S. and other foreign intelligence services uncover that the Chinese government deceived the world about the viral outbreak that started in Wuhan, China, known as COVID-19. Leaders in the U.S. and other nations are saying that it's time to hold China accountable for the pandemic. The intelligence services of the United States, Canada, the U.K., Australia, and New Zealand, also known as Five Eyes, compiled a dossier that reveals that they have evidence and a common belief that China deceived the world by denying the information that the COVID-19 virus was capable for human-to-human transmission. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that I've seen what the intelligence community has said, and I have no reason to believe they've got it wrong. The Five Eyes nations have concluded that the Chinese Communist Party was intentionally spreading negative propaganda blaming the origin of the virus on the United States and even Italy. They refused to hand over samples of the COVID-19 virus early on that could help the worldwide community develop a vaccine, months before the virus became a pandemic, and it also shows evidence that the virus leaked out of the Level 4 biolab in Wuhan, China. President Donald Trump said that it could have been stopped on the spot. They chose not to do it, or something happened. Either there was incompetence, or they just didn't do it for some reason. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says that the CCP even delayed telling the World Health Organization about the virus so that they could stock up on personal protective equipment before revealing the threat to the outside world. Now, more than 60% of Americans believe that China is a serious threat, and many states have already started suing China for damages in U.S. federal court. Retired Brigadier General and Hudson Institute Senior Fellow Robert S. Spalding III says that what the coronavirus gives us an opportunity to do is to really reset and isolate democracies from these authoritarian or totalitarian regimes that seek to undermine democracy, undermine free trade, undermine rule of law, undermine human rights and civil liberties, really undermine the entire fabric of the international order. Both left and right-leaning news sources are even agreeing more and more that the evidence is pointing squarely at China for being at fault for leaking and mishandling the virus, which became the worldwide pandemic. As world leaders debate on how to hold the Chinese Communist Party responsible, let's keep them in prayer so that needless suffering will be contained and come to an end, and that bigger fallout would be avoided. For more great content from Charisma Media, go to charismamediaaudio.com and check out the Charisma Media Audio app. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.